Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, my name is Shaya and I'll be your reader today. Today is Friday, the 19th, but I will be reading for Shabbat, the 20th of April and the 12th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. It is also Shabbat HaGadol, meaning the Great Sabbath. It is the last Shabbat before Pesach. A special reading from the prophet Malachi is read, including the promise of Eliyahu's coming and the great day of the Lord. In the afternoon, an extensive sermon is traditionally delivered to the general community to prepare the people for Pesach. Messiah leaves Jerusalem at evening, returns in the morning, and teaches in the temple and on the Mount of Olives. Matthew 21, verse 7 and 26, verse 2. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him while he was teaching. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming?" Ezra the scribe begins his journey to Jerusalem. Ezra 8, verse 31. Then we journeyed from the river Ahava on the 12th of the first month to go to Jerusalem. This week, our parasha, that is portion from the Torah, is called Metzora, which means leper. And today's reading will be Leviticus 15, verse 29 through 33. Before we begin to read his word, let's take a moment to bless God and thank him for it. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel, and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. On the eighth day, she is to take the two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, and bring them to the Kohen at the entrance of the tent of meeting. The Kohen is to offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. So the Kohen will make an atonement for her before the Lord for the uncleanness of her discharge. So you are to keep Bnei Yisrael separate from their uncleannesses, so that they will not die in their uncleannesses by defiling my tabernacle that is in their midst. This is the Torah for the one who has a discharge, or for the one who has an emission of semen which causes him to become unclean, as well as for her who has her period of Nida, and for the man or woman who has a discharge, or the one who lies with her who is unclean. That was Leviticus 15, verse 29 through 33. And now the portion from the Haftarah will be Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 6. And if you have a Bible that follows the Hebrew verse countings, it will be chapter 3, verse 24. "Behold, I am sending my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. Suddenly he will come to his temple, the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant, and the one whom you desire. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord Tzvaot. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire, like the soap for cleaning raw wool, and he will sit in a smelter, or a He will sit as a smelter, or a purifier of silver, and he will cleanse the sons of Levi, and purify them like gold or silver, and they will become for the Lord those who present an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of iniquity and in the years of old. Then I will draw near to you in judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, and those who extort a worker's wage, or oppress the widow or an orphan, and those who mislead a stranger. They do not fear me, says the Lord's fault. For I am the Lord, I do not change, so you, children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your ancestors you have turned aside from my statutes, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord's fault. Yet you say, how should we return? Will a man rob of God? For you are robbing me, but you say, how have we robbed you? In the tithe and in the offering, you have been cursed with the curse, yet you keep robbing me, the whole nation. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Then there will be food in my house. Now test me in this, says the Lord's fault. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out blessing for you until no one is without enough, I will rebuke the devouring pest for you, so it will not destroy the fruit of your land, nor will your vine be barren in the field. The Lord's fault says, all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord's fault. Your words against me are grievous, says the Lord, yet you say, what did we say against you? Yet you say, serving the Lord is worthless. Also, what good is it that we keep his service and that we walk, and that we walked as mourners before the Lord's fault? Now we are calling the proud blessed. Those who practice iniquity are built up. Indeed, they have tested God and escaped. And those who revere the Lord spoke up with each other, and the Lord took notice and heard. And a scroll of remembrance was written before him for those who revere the Lord, even those who esteem his name. So they shall be mine, says the Lord's fault. In the day I will make my own special possession. So I will spare them as one spares his son serving him. Then you will return and distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace, when all the proud and every evildoer will become stubble. The day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord's fault, leaving neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Then you will go forth and skip about like calves from a stall. You will trample on the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I am making, says the Lord's fault. Remember the Torah of Moshe my servant, whom I commanded at Horeb, statutes and ordinances for all Israel. Behold, I am going to send you Eliyahu the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, else I will come and strike the land with utter destruction. That was Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 24, or in an English verse counting Bible, it will be chapter 4, verse 6. Now we come to the apostles, the last part, and we will read Luke chapter 1, verse 13 through 17, and 76 through 80. But the angel said, do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elisheva will give birth to you, to your son, and you will name him Yohanan, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. He will be great before the Lord, and he should not drink wine and intoxicating beverage, but he will be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh just out from his mother's womb. Many of Bnei Israel will turn to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and in the power of Eliyahu, and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient ones to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready for the Lord a prepared people. And you, child, will be called a prophet of Elyon, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people. Through the removal of their sins, through our God's heart of mercy, the sunrise from on high will come upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of shalom. And the child kept growing and became strong in the spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. That was Luke chapter 1, verse 13 through 17, and 76 through 80. Well, that is all for today. I hope the podcast has been a blessing for you and that the Word of God has encouraged you today. This is Shaya with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom from the mountains of Judea. Until next time.